like they used to be.
Scratched.
Yes, welcome to SVR. It's John Bart, the Omens Brookgate from the Marine. I'm still haunting Sidmouth via the internet these days. And there's not much more I could tell you about that. Just got to hope it all works. And sometimes it doesn't. And if suddenly she goes, things like that, then I can't really do anything about it. But I'm going to try again today and hope it all works. And the format's the same as usual. I usually play about four tracks from an LP, then we move on to someone else. So that's what we're going to do, and we're going to start today with Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, or as they were known as OMD. And that's about all I can tell. My voice is now well and truly going, so let's press the button and hope we get the music. It should take a while because, yes, it's vinyl, okay, isn't it? It was called Architecture and Morality. My eyes are getting very bad, aren't they? It's Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, and this is one of their hits. We'll be right back. It's a band that came from Liverpool, like in the second generation of Liverpool. Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, or they're also known as OMD. Not to keep it short and simple, I suppose. Now let's hear all about Joan of Arc. Who was Joan of Arc? You'll hear now. Going to fade away. We've got one more track by OMD, and again it's another track all about Joan of Arc, so sit back and listen. I hope you enjoy it. My two little dogs are here with me and they're really enjoying themselves today. They haven't even made a woof or anything yet. I don't know how long it'll last, but we shall have to hope anyway.
Thank you.
Yes, we're going to fade away there. Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. That's from 1981. We're going back a year now to 1980. Mr. Robert Palmer. And he's looking for clues. That's the title track from the LP Clues. The LP Clues, Looking for Clues. Sultry Girl next. Robert Palmer, the artist. More tracks to come, and this is now the outstanding track coming up. I've played it a few times in the past. I hope you like it. I do anyway. I'm a bit biased. Johnny and Mary.
Chance was slim. still acts like he's being discovered. Scared that he'll be caught without a second thought. Running around. His breath, trying to talk sense to her. Mary says he's lacking a real sense of proportion. So she comes at him, knows he tied as easily. John is always running around, trying to find certainty. He needs all the world to confirm that he ain't long dead. Mary counts the walls, says she should be used to it. Johnny's always running around. Running around.
Changed around in here. The two dolls have really installed themselves somewhere else in here, and I've still got to try and not move around much. And at the moment, I think we're okay. I think it's all recording all right. Last track by Robert Palmer from 1980. He used to be in Vinegar Joe before, and he tragically died at about the age of 55. Heavy smoker. Record collection I've got loads of these records. I'm just having a look here now. I've got 1, 2, 3, 5 of these LPs by this band. And one of the reasons is really I can't stand Mick Jagger. I really don't like him as a person, and just something about him, he's Sir Mick. What's he done to get a knighthood? I really wonder. It's a bit like Brian May, he's the same. Brian May, they advertise, Queen, they continue to have adverts. They don't need the damn money, really, do they? But they still do that sort of thing. Yeah, no wonder Freddie Mercury passed away. I think he was happy to. But I'm diversing here. We'll go back to talk about the Rolling Stones. Sir Mick Jagger, courtesy of Lord's Cricket Club. Oh, he's done everything, hasn't he, Mick Jagger? Forget the past. Just carry on and think about the present. Anyway, they're supposed to be good live. I'm glad I never saw them. I was in a queue when they were playing in Bristol, Colston Hall, what it's called in those days. And the queue went all around the, literally, Colston Hall. So we didn't go to see them. Not too bad. But this is the last LP. I've just checked this. From 1969, the last LP I bought by them, and it's got the zip on the front and it's Sticky Fingers. Let's listen to a couple tracks by them now. Any second now.
Ghost of Faith.
Yes, the one hit for them on the LP. The LP is called Sticky Fingers, and of course that was Brown Sugar. This is Swear. Sound pretty good when the folk can sing. That's the Rolling Stones, really at their finest here. And this is a track now, it's a country-ish one. And I think it was Graham Parsons was instrumental. Keith Richards really liked the music. And this is a track called Wild Horses. I can't let you The Rolling Stones, and thankfully on this one Mick Jagger doesn't sing a lot. It really means it's a proper workout for the band. Can't You Hear Me Knocking?
Yeah! If you would like to contact Sid Valley Radio, we'd love to hear from you. You can message the studio from our webpage. Just go to sidvalleyradio.co.uk and follow the link on the contact page, or download our free iPhone or Android app, available from the App Store or Google Play. You can also text the studio on 07565 825 041. Or you can email the studio, studio@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. And don't forget, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sid Valley Radio.
Yes, you're listening to Sid Valley Radio indeed. It's John Borrett here, the old miserable git who used to have the Marine on the seafront. I'm going to finish today with one more track. And again, this is a band who I did see at Colston Hall many years ago. And they had just lost a singer, so they had to play without really knowing the words. They obviously were instrumentally good, but they couldn't really do anything about it because the singer had left. Shall I tell you who it was? Yeah, I'll tell you now. Sandy Denny. She'd left the day before I saw her. And I really did want to see her in the band, but Fairport Convention were pretty good, I will be honest. And I did see them again years later down in Cornwall, in Penzance of all places. And I had a little chat with them after the show, and they remembered that gig very well. And they sort of, oh yes, it wasn't very good, was it? And I couldn't disagree. But we're going to have one more track, and I think they've been in Folk Week many times. So this is a real sort of folky one. And that's where I'm going to finish with the LPs for the day. I hope you've enjoyed the show. It's quite a long track, this. So I shall now press the button, and hopefully, and I think it's all gone all right today. I haven't done a very good show in some respects, because I've got to keep looking here all the time at the monitor and see if it buzzes along. And if it buzzes along, I know it's all right. But if it stalls, you think, oh, now what's going on? And it only did that once, and I don't think there's a problem. So with that, thank you very much, and I hope you do enjoy one more track I'm going to play. My dogs have enjoyed it. They're fast asleep with me. And that's it. The LP, I better tell you what the LP is called before we start. Full House by Fairport Convention. And it's more of an instrumental, but there's a little bit of singing in it as well. And anyway, thanks very much, and keep listening to community radio. Sid Valley is a proper community radio. And some of the others, they call themselves community radio, but they're not. They really aren't, because they have things, and you don't really hear what you want to hear. You get to hear what the computer says you're going to play. On that, I'd better go and shut up, and let's finish off with Slouth, I think it is, Fairport Convention. Here it comes. Any second.
Just a roll.